time for Zach Attack on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello there, guys.
And we've got a little Zach Attack for you.
Yes.
What's our friend Zach Efron up to?
We don't have like audio for a Zach Attack.
We don't.
Why don't we? Well, we really should.
Yeah.
About.
That'll do.
No, that was. That's not.
Beep boop 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 boop.
Which part of Zach Efron do you want to land on?
So there's been a lot of headlines about the Zac Efron. We like to look at him, and he's been in Australia and things, doing some stuff, taking off his shirt. Actually, he's in the midst of filming the second season of Down Under Zac. What's it called? Zac Down Under?
I don't know, but all of these sound lovely.
No,
it's called like Zac Efron, you know, gets natural or something.
Natural,
I don't even know, remember
man.
The name of that dang
okay,
show.
Okay, here's the name of the show. It's called Down to Earth.
Okay.
I knew there was a down up in there.
I bet you did.
So he has been filming his second season. Now, I have two conversations I would like to have in short succession. The first is that Holly is a horrible person.
I usually would not agree with you, but since I know what you're talking about, the answer is yes.
I think you will.
Sorry.
Because she put the idea into our heads that Zac Efron looks like David Hasselhoff.
And it's really
it ruined his face for me.
Me too.
Tell me
because,
I'm wrong.
Okay, it's not that... Look.
Okay, so let me just make a suggestion. Holly, you're already in hot water. Don't make us turn it up.
David Hasselhoff is an attractive man, objectively.
Yeah, in the 1980s.
Before he started to tinker with his facial region.
So what you're saying when you say that Zac Efron is looking rather Hasselhoff-ish is that that he's playing with his face.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
And we don't want Zachy, as we like to call him, to play with his face.
Put your face down.
Let us play with your face, Zach. Let us.
Mm-hmm.
Not those high-priced surgeons in Byron Bay. That said, because I was made aware of this, because while he's filming the second season of Down Underneath
Zac Efron, Where We'd Like to Be. Sorry, is that not the subtitle?
It should be. Oh, yeah, we're perverts. Just because we obsess over a hot man.
Just wait till the Michael Caine segment, and then we'll hear who the real pervert is.
You don't have Michael Caine's underwear in a bag in your bedroom? What?
Not my bedroom.
Okay. But anyway, while he's filming Down to Earth in Australia, there are like all these photos of him like on set, which the set, by the way, is just pieces of Australia, and he's walking through them, right?
Mm-hmm.
His face just looks like David Hasselhoff, and now I can't get it out of my head.
No, it is. It's really disturbing, because
so
now he's Hasselhoffy to us.
Now, every time I look at his face, I then have to stare at, you know, his...
body to get the face out of your mind.
His calves and thighs.
Yeah.
And his perfectly round buttocks, and then his biceps, which just are unnaturally large as compared to the rest of him. But
I still think he's massively hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I just have to keep Hasselhoff out of my mind.
Yeah. Just keep it Hasselhoff instead of Hassel on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I said two stories. The first is, Holly, I hate you. Thanks. Bye. Now, don't leave. The second conversation about him filming Down Under for Zac Down to Earth is that his girlfriend, quote unquote, Vanessa Valladares, has been following him around everywhere, and the media has been picking up on this, because every time she shows up in a photo, they're like, Zac Efron and Vanessa Valladares, get it on in the big bush. And, you know, because they're out in the bush. And
that's why.
But then, like, literally they show you the photos, and it's like she's with his group, his entourage.
Yeah.
Which includes, like, his brother, other camera people, just a bunch of bros wearing expensive, like, outfitter clothing. Like, what would you call it? Like, what's that place that everybody goes, REI? Like, they're wearing a bunch of REI clothes with breathable fabrics.
Yep.
And they're walking around in green spaces. He looks like a robot.
I gotta tell you something. They're not real.
I'm telling you.
No, there's one very obvious, it's so obvious reason that we know that this is not a real relationship.
Well, because his heart is always
with us.
With us. But what's your reason?
There are I see at least two photographs of the two of them holding hands. Check the grip, y'all. Check the grip.
I blocked those photos out, apparently.
Go into the E article.
Okay.
And scroll. There's one where they're wearing masks, and he's got an acid-washed jean jacket. Do not talk to me about it. Ill-advised. And she's wearing, like, a white boned, well, it's like, it's got bones.
Yeah, no, I see.
It's got bones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And look at the, check the grip of their hands, and then scroll down. Now, I was willing to let that go for one picture, and then I found another day, because they're in different outfits.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And they've got the same grip, and that is a friend grip, that is not a dating grip.
Yeah, that's loose. That's like Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello kind of grip.
That's a, we need to walk through camera town.
That is, I'm in first grade and I don't want to get separated from the class grip.
Also, why
that
is he
not
wearing,
an I love you grip.
Why is he wearing a ring on his non-ring hand?
I mean, he might just be a jewelry person.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So, two conversations. The one, Holly, boo. Second, Vanessa Valladares, boo, lies. Third is that they keep trying to sell her, and the fact that they keep having to try to sell her to us with no confirmation, by the way. And this is the thing that I took away from this article in E about Zac Efron. And if you're wondering why we're obsessing over Zac Efron and nobody else is right now, it's because that's our thing.
That's what we do.
We got a like from him once on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as our relationship has gone. But we have had
we went all the way.
We have had more of a confirmed relationship with Zac Efron than she has on social media.
Thank you.
Because I don't know that he's ever liked anything of hers.
No, he didn't just like it, remember? He sent us an emoji.
Yeah, wasn't it a smiley emoji or a laugh emoji?
It could have been even been a winky face emoji.
I think it was a winky face.
How do we not have this posted somewhere?
I don't know. Our social media gals got it. Hey, Hannah, can you send that over to us? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. I need that stat.
That's how we communicate.
Yep. But no, my question or my takeaway from that second article from E, where they're like, oh, she changed his life for the better. If that's the case, why has he never acknowledged her ever with words? Mm-hmm. Like, he has no problem, nor does his brother, nor do any of the people in his entourage squad, bro
posse.
Have they ever acknowledged with words? Even, do you remember even Kyle McGillicuddy?
Sandilands.
What's his name?
Sandyland. Yeah.
The radio host who's like all besties with him, allegedly, supposedly, probably not really, but got invited to a party once. Even he couldn't confirm. I mean, he said that they were together, but that was, nobody with words has ever said these two are in a relationship.
Correct.
That are connected to Zac Efron.
Correct.
So I don't buy it.
Also, check the grip. Check the grip.
That is loose palms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Loose palms.
They are not doing it.
Mm-mm. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to check in with our friend from Paul's trip to the movies about what we should be watching this weekend after this on My Talk 107.1.